Good morning, Hooch.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
You got the COVID?
I have got the COVID. Well, I'm at the end of it now, I suppose. It was last Friday evening that I really knew that I had something not quite right. So, yeah, I've had it a week now, so...
Mm.
So, not the best timing, given I was meant to go to my for my operation today for gastric sleeve. But anyway, we've had to have that pushed back. That's the protocol. Once you've got COVID, you can't have an operation. So Now we're looking at August.
Okay. Well, so you did your test what, last Friday night or last Saturday?
Saturday. Friday night was rough. Fever, probably the roughest night with it. Fever and, flu-like symptoms, achy in the joints and that sort of thing. So I did the test that day.
Right. Okay. Which is unfortunate because the weather's not bad for fishing this weekend. So you might be able to do some Sunday.
It is quite good for the, I've noticed.
I'll just go through, we'll do the tides and the coastal forecast while we're at it. So, tide times, thanks to our friends at Deegan Marine. So we got a high tide today at 2 o'clock, 3.55 metres. Saturday's high, just before 3 in the afternoon, 3.5 metres. And Sunday's high, 3.50 in the afternoon, 3.5 metres. Decent tides this week because we had the full moon earlier this week.
Yes, that'll mean the tides are quite active, very much so.
All right, so today, possible shower or two this afternoon, only about a mil, light winds. Saturday, shower or two, couple of mils, light winds. Sunday, showers in the afternoon and evening, couple of mils and fairly light winds. So not too foul for fishing. Right, so I reckon probably Saturday would be the pick of the day out of all of those. Now, there's a fishing comp over in St Helens this weekend.
Yes, it's called the Winter Wind-Up. It was meant to be held in Bishano, but the weather was a bit foul, so they postponed the Bishano one, and then the following weekend, I think, was a bit ordinary as well, so they've ended up moving it to St Helens this weekend, which is quite good because there's plenty of tuna out off St Helens at the minute and quite large tuna, so that's the Winter Wind-Up, which is not really the Winter Wind-Up because we're going to have a comp the following weekend in Devonport, which is great news. First time I can remember having a game fishing comp at Devonport. Of course, we've had some Mako shark fishing comps held out at Devonport over the years, but as far as a bluefin fishing contest, I think this is the first I can even remember.
Right. So where do people get info on that? Just local tackle shops?
I think if they go and talk to Seamaster Marine, but they may only be getting on as crew. I'm not 100% sure, but the entries may be shut for that. But I would go and talk to the people in there at Seamaster Marine or jump onto the Northern Game Fishing Club's Facebook site. That'll probably let you know if entries are shut for that. But that should be good fun.
Yeah, next weekend. So are you going in it yourself or what are you doing?
Well, I was supposed to, of course, be recovering from my operation because happening. I never put an entry in. We were going to, but as part of Team Penn. But I might jump on as crew if anyone's needing a hand. So yeah, I'll just have a bit of a look at who's in it and give them a ring.
Righto. Now, trout season, it's on. So inland fisheries have released those trouts at lakes around Tasmania. They're tag trouts. I think they're worth $2,000 each. So I've got up the Inland Fisheries website here, which, by the way...
That's the comp they run sort of out of season a little bit. August, of course, is the start of trout season, but that's probably the trout that are put in the waters that are open all year round. Is Great Lake mentioned?
Let's see. I've got the list here. By the way, the website is ifs.tas.gov.au. And here we go. So Arthur's Lake, I'm just looking at the north and northwestern sites. So Arthur's Lake, apparently they've got 5 trout in there. Is that right? Really?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And only 5 tagged trout or five in Arthurs itself?
Well, I'm pretty sure there'd be more than five as a total. But well, it says here, number of tag trout released, five.
Yeah, that's them. So they'll have a special tag in them, and then if you are lucky enough to catch a fish with a tag, and it's important to have a look at your fish too, roll it over left and right, because you wouldn't really want to release one of those trout, because I think it's worth, what's one of those trout worth, does it say there?
Well, I saw it on the news last night. They're $2,000 each, apparently. Oh, look, here we go. See, the Inland Fisheries website, which I've got up, and I've clicked on the icon saying go trout fishing to win $100,000. That's the total prize pool, but so it's $2,000 each. And then when you scroll down to the designated water and the dates and whatever, it's got last year's up. So they haven't updated. So it's usually Arthurs. It's usually Lake Burberry, Lake McIntosh, Lake Rosebery.
Yep.
Yeah, so they've usually got them. But Inland Fisheries, yeah, that website seems to be out of date because it's mentioning 2021.
Maybe this year they've decided to just say they've done it, but they're actually just eating the fish.
Maybe. And the Great Lake as well, it says here. Anyway, so check it out at IFS website. Right, so that's happening, $2,000 trouts there. So we've been talking about tuna for like the last couple of months. They're still
on. Hang on, I want to know who's pocketing the other $90,000. What's going on there? If the trouts are worth $2,000, there's just five of them.
No. According to the website, there was five released in Arthur's Lake alone. Yeah.
Alone, right. Now that starts to make sense, right? I thought we'd uncovered controversy. You know how I like a good controversy.
Yeah. you're not shy of it. So Inland Fisheries need to update that because it's very confusing. It's mentioning 2021.
Oh, we might look at that during the week and we'll find that out.
Yeah, anyway, so if you want to have a crack at that, away you go. So, tuna. We've been mentioning it for months because they've been on out the front. Still happening. I mean, I hope so, because the tuna comp, as you mentioned, is on next weekend.
Yeah, quietened down a little bit, but I think that also is on the back of the effort out the front. Like when someone catches one, there's a fair bit of effort in and around it, so that a few more are caught, and then that builds and builds and builds, and they don't have to go quiet very long, and the effort out there reduces. But there's going to be next weekend when the comp's on, there's going to be a heap of boats out there, so hopefully they find them again. This time of the year is traditionally when the big ones have come through. And when I say traditionally, it's only over the last two or three years that they've been doing that. But they'll come through, and they seem to come through with the whales. So I think we've had a few whales come through. I've had a few people say that there's a few whales come through. So that as they thicken up, so too will the tuna, fingers crossed, and it'll be a good comp. Even if it's not, they don't catch too many fish, I hope they've got a barbecue and a sausage sizzle and they all get around and have a laugh and a giggle.
Mm. And just on the whales, we had a couple of southern rights up at Boat Harbour this week. So the law is you can't go near them, okay? So if you see them, just leave them. If they come to your boat, then that's fine. They can come to you, but you can't go to them. That's the way it works.
No, that's right. I think that rules, you know, so people don't harass them and zigzag in and amongst them and all that sort of jazz. So, by all means, keep that in mind when you're out there fishing.
Yeah, because many of them have calves. So just leave them be. If they come up to you, then fantastic. Half your luck. Right. Anything else you want to mention before we go?
I think we're pretty good. Like, unfortunately, this time of the year, as the days shorten and it gets quite cold, the fishing effort reduces, but also the fishing goes quiet anyway because of our water temp. So it's pretty quiet out there. There's not too much going on. I know Jamie Harris and his crew caught a very nice tuna yesterday, I think, on a spinning rod. I think it was 100 and something kilos. And what the boys did, they were pretty excited, and it was great to see that they caught that fish, and then they've let him go again. It was good vision.
Nice
big,
work.
Strong 100-kilo tuna swimming away for someone else to enjoy the capture, and they can make the decision whether they'd like to harvest that fish. So they made the decision to let it go, so well done.
All right. Next week we'll talk more about the Devonport tuna comp, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. They'll be putting to sea the following day, so that'll be good. We'll have heaps of info of where you can go and maybe where they might have the weigh station if anyone has some success. So that's sometimes good for the crowd to go along and have a look.
Yeah. All right. Plug your social media there.
No worries. That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing, and we're looking after Moz's Hot Bite as well.
Good on you. Get better from the COVID. Well, you sound better.
I will. I'm not too bad now, but I honestly wouldn't put it in the top five of the flus I've ever had. So while COVID is obviously not ideal, it wasn't too bad. And so the strangest thing is the loss of taste and smell, which is crazy weird.
Yeah. All right, mate. Catch you next week.
No worries at all. We'll catch you later.